As we come up to our eighth week of at-home worship, I've decided that we would take a look at something a little bit different than what we have been studying in previous weeks. And I coordinated it to go with the scripture reading for today. And if you would, I'm going to first read today's scripture reading because it is very short, and it comes from the eighth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, verses 23 through 27. Jesus' disciples went with him as he left in a boat. Suddenly, a severe storm came across the sea. The waves were covering the boat, yet Jesus was sleeping. So they woke him up, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to die." And Jesus said to them, "Why do you cowards have such little faith?" Then he got up, gave an order to the wind and the sea became very calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the wind and even the sea obey him." Here ends the reading. The photo that's on the cover of the worship packet PDF illustrates this scripture. It's a Dutch painting from 1695. And the reason that I wanted to talk about this is because it might seem counterintuitive as to why one might find comfort in a painting of a small, powerless-looking ship being tossed about by these angry tempests on this stormy sea. But in the 17th century, the Dutch developed such a tradition that would depict ships such as these in violent storms. Sometimes they would be depicting biblical scenes like this one that we just heard, and other times they would be depicting contemporary scenes of merchant ships or fishing vessels that would be in the sea of the Atlantic Ocean, not very far from the Netherlands. And these paintings would be commissioned to hang in people's private homes. They would be commissioned for courthouses and for other municipal buildings around the Dutch Republic. And they were not simply just decoration. There was a reason behind them. There was an explicitly therapeutic purpose to them in that they were delivering a moral to their viewers who lived in a nation that was critically dependent on the sea for its survival. Now, the sight of such a ship as this being tossed about at 20-degree angles in rough seas, it looks to us like a painting of utter catastrophe and disaster. When you and I look at a painting like that, we see all the things that could possibly go wrong. We put ourselves on that ship and know that that's a place where we would not want to find ourselves. But for people that lived in the Dutch Republic at the time that these paintings were being made, they knew that the crews on those ships were extremely well prepared. They knew that the captains of those ships knew the sea like the back of their hand. They knew that those ships were incredibly structurally sound. The scene looks chaotic in the extremest sense. We look at it and we think, how could they possibly survive? But the reality is that these ships were built for exactly these situations. Their hulls had been adapted through long-standing experience and craftsmanship to withstand the tempests of these oceans. The crews had practiced again and again the maneuvers that could keep their vessels safe. They knew exactly what to do when a storm would strike. They understood about shifting cargo in the hull, tacking to the left and then abruptly to the right. They knew the inside of their ships extremely well. They knew the way that their ships handled the water. They knew what each frantic motion meant. They knew how to remain coolly scientific as they responded to these frantic motions of the storm. These paintings pay homage to decades of experience and planning and education. You can probably imagine that a brand new sailor would be extremely terrified the first time that they were caught in such a storm. And you can almost imagine the same story happening on that boat as happened in Jesus's boat. The less experienced, less wise disciples are in the middle of this storm and they are terrified. Just like the brand new sailor whose first time on the open sea comes up to the captain and says, "We're all going to die." You can just almost picture this. And the captain calms them. All these years of experience and wisdom and expertise that have been building for all these decades are behind every move that he executes. And he comforts his young sailors, just as Jesus comforted his disciples, and shows them that they indeed not be fearful, that they indeed not be scared. In fact, these paintings are so therapeutic, or were so therapeutic for the people who viewed them in their contemporary day, that they were monuments to humanity's resilience in the face of what appear to be dreadful challenges. The paintings of this sort remind us of the message that we can all cope with so much more than we think. And what appears totally threatening to us is actually highly survivable. What is true of storms in the Sea of Galilee or in the North Atlantic Ocean is true of the storms of our own lives and in our contemporary world. The storms will eventually die down. We might be battered. Things will be different. The sails might be ripped. But eventually, as the sun rises, we will return to safer shores. And I think that that's what these paintings reminded their viewers. It's the reason why people would want them in their homes, why people would want them in hospitals, and why people would want them in courthouses. Before television, before common modern advertising, painting was the way in which society communicated particular values, particular ideas that certain people wanted in the marketplace, that people wanted people thinking about. When we think of advertising today, we think of cereal bars, or we think of Clorox, or we think of advertisements for restaurants. But if you look at what were the early painters advertising, it was something that I think is a whole lot more wholesome and healthy and important than what we get advertised today. If you would take a look in your worship packet at the Albrecht Dürer picture of grass called Great Piece of Turf, this is on the sermon page of the worship packet. And the painting that follows it on the next page, on the page that says The Work of the Church Continues, it's a Christian Kolbke. It's called Morning Light. If you look at these two paintings, they don't look like advertisements, but they really are advertisements. This is what was being advertised at the time that these paintings were being painted. One of them is advertising morning light, something that we fail to appreciate most of the time. A very specific light, when the sun is just at a very specific point in the horizon as it comes up for the day, and it causes everything to glow in a very particular and very interesting way. And Albrecht Dürer, he's asking us to consider the magnificence of grass, something that I'm sure we don't often take into consideration. But instead, he decided to devote an entire painting to showing us the complexity and the beauty and the magnificence of grass. Now, today, we don't see advertisements for grass. We don't see advertisements for morning light. We don't see advertisements for butterflies or for flowers or for these things of nature that we should and ought to appreciate more. Instead, we see advertisements for more consumeristic things, things that they want to get us to buy. And this has a habit of skewing our priorities. One of our major flaws as humans, and a big contributor to our unhappiness, is that we're really bad at keeping in mind what really fulfills us. We lose sight of the value of almost everything that is readily at hand that we have access to. And we aren't so grateful of things that are free or that don't cost very much. Things such as the morning light or the grass that Albrecht Dürer is asking us to appreciate, or even the placid ocean in the photograph by Hiroshi Sugimoto that is on the second page of this worship packet. Through all of this, we know that God is with us and that God is at the helm of this ship. And no matter what storm or what waves or what tempests toss us around, ours is a ship that is well-built, well-constructed, and our captain has our best interests at heart and loves each one of us as beloved children and will get us through all of the storms of life safely. May it be so. Amen.